You're listening to the Bloomberg Advantage with Carol Masser and Corey Johnson on Bloomberg Radio.
You are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage. Carol Masser here in a Bloomberg 1130 studio. Shirt seller Muddy Waters has a new report out saying St. Jude's Medical's pacemakers are vulnerable to being hacked. Our Eric Schatzker sat down with Muddy Waters' Carson Block in an exclusive interview. He began by asking Mr. Carson why he is shorting this stock.
Carson, you've opened a short position on St. Jude Medical, a company that makes cardiovascular implants. It's a big target, right? $5.5 billion or thereabouts in revenue, almost $25 billion in market cap. Why do you believe this stock is poised to fall?
We think there's a very good chance that it's about to lose close to half of its revenue for a period that could be 2 years or longer. And this would be due to device recalls.
Explain.
We are aware, we've been made aware that these implantable devices,
We're talking about defibrillators, we're talking about pacemakers.
Yes, and likely also a device called CRT. These are part of an ecosystem where there are four parts for our intents and purposes to this ecosystem. There's the device that's implanted in the patient. There's the physician's office programmer that sets the settings. There's the St. Jude network servers that receive data and also push updates to the programmers, as well as to the at-home device. And there are hundreds of thousands of these at-home or home monitoring devices called Merlin at-home devices that are out there in the wild. And this is really the crux of the thesis. And that is, there should be a secure communication protocol between all of these devices. However, the communication protocol has been compromised, or it is greatly compromised, particularly by these Merlin at-home units. And with hundreds of thousands of them in the wild, basically the keys to communicate with the implanted devices and make them do things that they shouldn't be doing to cause them to malfunction, those keys are out there and they're relatively low-hanging fruit for attackers to exploit.
So if I understand correctly what you're saying, you found a security flaw. You found an Achilles heel.
Yes. I mean, we were made aware of it. We didn't find it ourselves. But we were approached by a group of cybersecurity researchers, a company called MedSec, that had been doing a study on the four largest manufacturers of implantable cardiac devices and the security. And so what they found with the St. Jude's devices and the ecosystem stunned them. I mean, it was far worse than anything they
expected. They were doing this independently of anything you were up to.
Yes, they were doing this completely independently. And when they found this, they really were faced with a decision, because ordinarily in the cybersecurity industry, if a firm finds a vulnerability, they'll approach the manufacturer and they'll let them know about it. And if the manufacturer doesn't do anything about it after a period of time, then it's considered to be fair play for the researcher to go public with it. But in this case, what they saw, I mean, this ecosystem, these devices are so poorly protected that they felt, and we agree, that this is likely gross negligence on the part of St. Jude over many years. And so they were concerned that if they went to St. Jude, St. Jude would sweep this under the rug. And they felt that it's very important for users of these devices, for patients, to know about the risks. And, you know, our assessment, as well as that of MedSec, is that for a number of years, St. Jude in this realm has been putting profits before patients, and that's why they came to us.
Now we know how you came to at least understand that this was an issue. Working with this company, MedSec, I want to know explicitly, in detail, what have you established? What kinds of devices are vulnerable, and what can be done to them?
Sure. Well, so my initial reaction was, wow, this is something. We have some technical capabilities in-house, and we have somebody on the team who's a software developer. But initially, I was thinking, there's no way that we can really validate this. But that's the scary part. These exploits are such low-hanging fruit that we were given a roadmap. And so the roadmap that we were given had to do with these at-home devices. So we went out on eBay. We bought 8 of the current model devices, or roughly current model devices. Yeah, I mean, they were $35 or less. And we got root directory access on those devices, which in this case means that what we were able to see on most of these devices were we were able to see the dial-up information for St. Jude servers, the user ID, the password, which is static. We were able to see SSH keys, which are the private part of a public-private key pair and should not have been included. And also, the software, the applications on these devices, there's no encryption. The information that I just mentioned to you, if you follow the roadmap, it can take literally as little as 10 minutes to get there from the time that you unscrew, or including unscrewing the covers on the device and interfacing it. And so there's no encryption of the application, so that's how somebody who has, you know, some skill, moderate level of skill in this area, can reverse engineer the communication protocol with the implanted devices, and that's the key to causing those devices, to attacking those devices.
Attacking the devices. Talk to me a bit more about that. What can be done to these devices?
Sure. MedSec demonstrated to us two attacks. And, you know, their view is that if you have more time and you have the imagination, there are probably a number of other attacks that you could formulate. The two attacks that they showed us, the first one they call a crash attack. So that's where, and they've done this with ICDs and with pacemakers, that's where broadcasting through an at-home device or what's known as a software-defined radio, within a 50-foot, roughly 50-foot radius, they can cause the device to malfunction.
You're talking about malfunctioning pacemakers.
Correct. So when MedSec ran these crash attacks with a number of the devices...
Not on real people.
No. Obviously, these weren't done, and these were done in controlled settings and Faraday cages. When they ran these attacks... Some of the devices, after being exposed for usually less than an hour to the crash attack, when you put the wand over it, they were completely uncommunicative or non-communicative with the programmer. So who knows what that means? I mean, best case scenario, just their ability to communicate has been shut off. Worst case scenario, there's something internally going horribly wrong with the device.
All right, everybody, you've been listening to our Eric Schatzker talking with the founder of Muddy Waters, Carson Block. He says, got a report out, seeing evidence St. Jude devices can be hacked, as some devices should be recalled. If I take a look at shares of St. Jude Medical, on this Thursday, the stock is down about 4.6%, down $3.77, $78.30 a share, trading actively just off their lows. We'll get more from Eric a little bit later on. This is Bloomberg.